Welcome, 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 Motherhood Mess Unfiltered community. Coach Corey here, and I am absolutely elated to welcome you into the month of May of 2024, where we are unpacking what the Father spoke to Janine for the month of May. I really love how God has given us these insights, these subjects for each month. And this month, it's May Madness, the mad dash for the victory. And the reason why I love this so much is because it reminds me of how God does a new thing. He does a different thing. For so many of us, we think of March Madness in the world, but God is speaking to May Madness and that mad dash for victory. It's important to remember as well, as we are having this conversation, that a mad dash does not mean forcing an acceleration. It does not mean moving beyond the time or season that God has called you to. It does mean knowing when to rest and knowing when to run. And the knowing comes in revelation from the Father. Also, He operates outside of time, but He is always right on time. And an example of this is he had me doing a podcast episode for another podcast earlier today where we were talking about new winds, new wine, and a new walk for the season. And I want to share a little piece of that for you because God is so great in redeeming time and restoring time. And because we recently launched the book Rhythms of Grace, I will put that in the show notes for you so you can purchase your copy because we are running a 99-cent special for the ebook through May 12th, which is Mother's Day. You can get your hard copy, your paperback, or your ebook. So go over and get that. I'll put it all in the show notes. But we had launched this book and we had a lot of discussion behind the scenes on how we're in a new season. And one day we'll share the testimony of bringing that book to the marketplace in partnership with Jesus. But for now, I simply want to share it was a process. There were times in that season of development. We were developed in new understandings, in new skill sets, in new ways to communicate. And so we carry this new wine now, if you will. And it would not be something God entrusted us to if we did not prepare to have a new wineskin that could actually hold the contents of the new wine. So if we go into Matthew chapter 9, verse 17, it talks about neither is new wine put into old wineskins. If it is, the skins burst and the wine is spilled and the skins are destroyed. But new wine is put into fresh wineskins. And so both are preserved. This again speaks to, in order to have a new thing that is sustainable, there is a certain amount of preparation that comes. If you are taking new territory, you prepare with a game plan. You armor up. You rally the troops. If you are going into a new season of motherhood or entering motherhood for the first time because a new baby is about to be born, you prepare. And I think often in our journey with the Lord, especially when we see it, we feel it, that victory is near, that is when we tend to push outside of God's timeline. And what ends up happening is God needs us to take a little more time. So we have developed in stewardship. So maintaining that revelation is sustainable long term for us to pour out and deliver to those that He's called us to deliver to. But in this new season, beloved, if you are still bringing old things that can't carry the new thing God has entrusted you with, you are going to waste it. And nothing will be preserved. Instead, it will be wasted because the skin will burst, so that's wasted, and the wine is spilled, so that will be wasted. Now, we know that nothing really goes to waste in God's kingdom, in that God can turn any experience into one for the good of His kingdom, but it does mean that we sometimes we'll steward something poorly and we will lose out on that immediate opportunity. For example, I know there have been times where I have been delayed in my obedience, which honestly is just a sugar-coated, more palatable way to say I was disobedient. And God, in all his loving ways, gave me second chances, but that may have happened a year later. And how much better for me to partner with God, collaborate as a co-heir with him, so I could have experienced the fruit a whole year earlier. So I could have distributed that fruit a whole year earlier and blessed the people that would have been nourished by it. Now, Matthew chapter 9, verse 17 talks about wine and the wineskin, but to get some context, it's important we go to the verse immediately before that, Matthew chapter 9, verse 16, which says, "No one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. For the patch tears away from the garment, and a worse tear is made." Now, this is really important because when we are talking in the context of fasting, fasting from social media, or fasting from certain food choices, or fasting with certain things in our environment, if it's drama, or if it's alcohol, or if it's toxic relationships, it's important that we know that when we are going into a new season, we may be required to fast from certain old practices and perhaps never partner with them again. Now, how many of you know when you are fasting from physical food, your body changes, you experience a shift? For many people, they may even lose some weight. So the very weight that they carry, it shifts, it changes, it adapts for the season of fasting. Likewise, when they are talking in here about old garments and the patch, in verse 16, it says, "No one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch tears away from the garment, and a worse tear is made." This is, I want to use this today to illustrate bringing things from an old season into a new season. When we haven't prepared them and we're not stewarding them well, and how they will not be sustainable. You see, there was preparation that needed to happen here, and it didn't. If you have an unshrunk cloth on an old or shrunk garment, that's not going to work well. Why? Because typically when you put something in the washer and the dryer, you wash that garment, the fibers will shrink a little bit. So if you have a hole in that garment because of wear and tear and all the things, and you have a patch or a piece of cloth you're going to use to repair that, but you haven't shrunk it, and you sew it on there, then when you wash that garment and that patch for the first time, it's going to shrink, and it will pull away from the old part of the garment. So it's important that just like with the wineskin, we make sure that we have a wineskin that can hold the new wine. You have to make sure that you have a patch that has been prepared to facilitate actually patching long-term that old hole. Otherwise, the patch is going to come off and you're going to have a bigger hole than you dealt with in the first place. So sometimes it is important that we remind ourselves that there are things as we're going into a new season that God has prepared for us, yes, to take into that new season. But there are also things that God has called us to release and to keep in an old season and to not pick up again. Because when we are moving forward in this mad dash for the victory, if we are working so hard to hold on to old things, it may be at the expense of our focus on the Father. So, beloved, I just want to encourage you that when you are walking in this new season and God is developing you in new things so you can walk with Him with more intimacy, with a deeper, profound, more pure relationship, it is absolutely imperative that you lay down what He calls you to lay down. Because if you're unwilling to lay anything down, when God asks you to, that is an idol in your life. And beloved, I want you to have victory. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time, for this season, for these people. God, we partner with you in victory. In your mighty name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.